I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI.
And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast, Climbing in Heels, is back and better than ever. You might know me from The Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross. Tiffany Cross. Join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. We gather a seasoned elder, myself as the middle generation, and a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations. Prepare to engage or hear perspectives that literally no one else has had. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The best bits of the week with Morgan.
Part one.
Behind the scenes with a member of the show.
Merry Christmas.
Hey.
Well, almost. Close. We're almost there. It's basically Christmas weekend. Are you doing anything? Nope. I can't talk. I'm so excited for Christmas. I can't even talk.
It's just exploding out of you all the Christmas.
Gosh, it is. Have you been doing anything exciting this holiday season, Mike?
Not really. It takes me till like right about now to really get into the spirit.
Dang, you haven't done like pop-up bars.
No.
Did you decorate for Christmas?
No. We're just going to go like look at lights, I guess, is what you do.
Yeah. Yeah. You say like you do like white girls or something? Like
no, just I guess people in general for Christmas. And I was thinking about this recently of like, I didn't really have Christmas as a kid.
Yeah.
As far as like traditional Christmas, like lights, presents on Christmas Eve, like we would always just go to Mexico every single Christmas. So I don't really know U.S. Christmas until like I was a teenager.
Got it. So that's what you meant by you guys.
Yeah, you guys.
Wasn't basic white girls. Okay. So you're going to be doing some basic American Christmas.
Yeah.
This year. We will dive into some like traditions and stuff, but what we're going to talk about here for a second. So listener Maureen suggested this idea to me. She's like, I would love if you could count down all of the Christmases that you guys have had the last several years, like our Christmas shows. So that's what this weekend is.
Got it.
Of the best bits is we are starting from 2017. In the 90s, we did a 90s themed gift exchange. And then we go to number 6, which is 2018, which is gifting something you already own. And then number 5, a blue Christmas in 2019, which I still use what you gave me. Well, you at least turned me on it. Now I can't get off of it. And then number 4, we got the $69 real dirty Christmas gift exchange in 2020. We had our mystery box Christmas in 2021. And then our spicy Christmas in 2022. And then this year, gifts that start with S, 2023.
Damn, we've been a lot of fun ones.
Yeah, right? I was looking back when I was putting this together. Like, so shout out to this listener, Maureen, who came up with this idea because so good. And it just so happened she suggested it on a year that I could actually include 7. And it's all 7 that I've been here.
It's perfect.
Which is wild. It's crazy. I've been here for 7 Christmases. It's crazy to think about. But I'm really impressed with all the themes that you came up with, Bobby came up with, us in this last one. Like, dang, impressive. Do you feel good about those, like listening back?
Yeah, I mean, it's always hard to come up with like a different theme each year. So I think this is one of the first years where we suggested like everybody throw in your ideas and we pick one. But yeah, looking back at those are fun.
Yeah, we were wild. I mean, each year it just totally went off the rails of different, like none of them are similar in any type of way, which is cool. All right, well, those are the bits. So if you do want to listen to the past Christmases we've had here on the show, that's what is in part 2, just the bits. But Mike, let's talk Christmas. So how are you going to be spending your Christmas holiday? You kind of started to dive in there.
Yeah, for the actual Christmas trip, we are going to Texas because it's easy with my wife and my family. They're both there. So we go a couple days with her family and a couple days with my family, and they're like less than an hour apart.
Okay, so not a lot of traveling. Do you have to travel on Christmas Day?
Yeah, on Christmas Day is when we'll make the switch from her family to my family's.
Gotcha. So you'll spend like your last day with hers for a little bit on Christmas, mm-hmm. and then you'll leave and spend your first day with yours.
Christmas and then like the day after, and then maybe another day just for us to hang out.
Okay. And anything planned for sure besides that day?
That is it. Like, I don't really look, I think I'm just looking forward to doing nothing, to be quite honest.
Yeah.
And like, I love watching Christmas movies. So it's mainly just like hang out, spend time together. And I think now as an adult also that I don't really care so much about Christmas presents. I'm like, let's just hang out, not plan anything, and just chill.
Can I ask you, like, going over to your wife's house, like, I always get so excited for Christmas because I go to my parents and, like, I can just lay around and do nothing. Do you feel like when you're at, like, her family that you're like, I feel like I have to do something?
Yeah, a little bit. It's like I'm relaxed there because over the years we've got obviously gotten more comfortable with each other. And I feel like probably this year was the year that I feel like I can just fully be myself around them. But it's also like when you're at somebody's house, you're like, oh, I have to like entertain or do something. Otherwise it's like, I'm just blending into the couch.
Yes. Yeah. So I didn't know if that was like weird because like, I can totally be a couch potato at my parents' house, but like, can I be a couch potato otherwhere? I don't know.
Yeah. Cause otherwise I would just fully shut off and go up in like the room up top and just watch movies by myself.
Yeah. Like pull yourself away.
Yeah. I'm like that.
Yeah. Dang. So not entirely, but it's also just part of staying at somebody's house in general. Not even just like your wife, like your in-laws. It's just staying at somebody else's house in general, I think.
Yeah, the good thing about my wife's family is they're also super into board games.
Love that.
So it's easy just like, oh, let's play it. What board game are we playing now? We'll just play one after another and then we'll watch sports together. So at least there's always like an activity to do together. So I feel like it's me trying to like fill in the other gaps of like just hanging out.
Yeah, that's fair. I love that you guys do that because every time like Christmas night, I always want to play games with my whole family. And they've over the years have finally gotten to the point where they don't fight me on it. But for a long time, they're like, we don't want to do this. We just want to sleep. I'm like, guys.
They don't want to play games?
It's the one day of the year that we are all in the same room. We are playing games. So, but now it's like, okay, Morgan, what game you got this year? So now I got them. You know, I got them hook, line, and sinker.
Yeah.
But it started out, they're like, we don't want to play board games. Like, what? Let's just all hang out here together and talk. I'm like, why do I want to talk? We already talked all day. Let's play some games.
And then my side of the family is also super into games. My mom is the one in charge of like the games we're playing. And she wants to do the big Saran wrap ball.
Yes, we did that last year.
She loves that game. She called me the other day. She's like, we're going to do the ball. Let's see who gets the big prize. She loves that game.
See, I think we're going to do that again this year too. And I think I'm going to come up with, I've been saving a lot of videos I see online of all the makeshift ones. So I think I'm going to make my family do all those this year.
I want to do that one where you like set up different like points on a table. You put the little markers and you try to like roll like a Coke can or something to try to like make it stop on one. And then you get that prize. Yes. I want to do that one.
Okay. Yeah, that is one I've seen. I've also seen, I don't think I want to do the candle one, but there's a candy cane one where you have to use like your hips to try and connect a candy cane on the floor. That's like dangling from a string from your hips.
That sounds tough.
Really funny things, especially the more you drink. So, you know, that's kind of stuff. So I'm also going back to Kansas for Christmas. We'll be making a little road trip home with Remy and Hazel. Nice little fun drive with the three of us. And then I'm hanging out there. I don't even think I'm coming back for New Year's Eve. I think I'm going to stay with my parents too.
Really?
Yeah. Normally I come back, but man, every year New Year's Eve disappoints me. So I just think I'm done with it. I think I've given up on it.
You got to take my advice, though, and fully enjoy the New Year's Day to just hang out. No expectations.
You are right. I am. And that's my plan this year. So I think if I stay home, I might actually do that. Versus being here in Nashville, I'll be like, I got to go do something. You know, that kind of thing. Okay, do you have a favorite Christmas ornament?
You know, Christmas ornaments are fairly new for me, too. Like,
okay.
I didn't have a tree like when I was living here by myself. So until my wife came along, she's like, we got to go to Target. We got to get a tree. And that was even before she moved in. Because she's like, when I come here, I want it to feel like Christmas. I didn't have anything. So we've slowly been building our own set of ornaments. So what we kind of realized is all of the things on it right now are just things that I like. Because it's the only way that she can like get me in the Christmas spirit. So we'll go and we'll find like superhero ornaments or like I have a Michael Myers horror movie.
Got
ornaments.
It. Okay.
I have a Post Malone ornament. So it's like slowly.
So this is like a Mike D tree.
Basically, it's like, and it mostly covered in like these Simpsons ornaments that her mom got me like maybe a couple years ago. So literally everything on the tree is basically me. She has like one book ornament that's for her. And then we have like a couple of like things from us together. But yeah, it's mainly a shrine to me of all of the things I like.
Dang, Mike. I mean, I think I figured out like your next gift to her is like some ornaments for her to add to the tree. That'd be a good one. Okay, so out of all of those, which one is your favorite right now?
Ooh, I really like the Post Malone one because it's like the biggest one out of all of them, and I put them towards the top.
Okay.
And then we just went to New York for like Thanksgiving, and there was some people selling like handmade ones. So I have a Spider-Man one and a Wolverine one. And they just look completely different than everything else on the tree because they're like made out of like cloth.
That's cool.
So they like hand stitched and they look totally different.
No, those are awesome. Okay. Mine, you probably haven't heard of mine, but they're a pretty famous one called Willow Tree Angels.
No, are they like really old and regal looking?
Yeah, kind of. So, well, there's also...
Let me Google it.
So there's that version, but then there's also like a totally like... Not glass. I don't know. It's like white and it kind of looks like cement, but it's a cream color ornament that's like of the same category.
They look familiar.
So there was this snow baby of that version. And every year for Christmas, like my parents have a beautiful looking, like very aesthetically pleasing tree. And all of the ornaments are easily like breakable, right?
Real
and
tree or fake tree?
Fake tree. We had a real tree until a cat we had one year totally destroyed it. So then from every year on, we've had fake trees. And so this snow baby, though, it's like this little snow angel, but it's a little baby like sliding on a star. And every year I got to hang it. And I got really excited because I was a kid and I always got to have a breakable ornament that I got to hang. So the snow baby every year. Now, obviously, I don't. My mom has to hang it because it has to be up by the time I'm there. But the snow baby ornament, I always look to see where she like places it every time I go home, too.
So you don't have a tree here?
I have a tree here.
Okay.
But like that's my favorite ornament, like just from all like the nostalgia and stuff. The ones here though, I did just get sent some from Perky Prince that are Hazel and Remy, and I love those.
That's cool.
Those are really cool. Like their little faces and they're clear, so they're like really elegant looking. And then you just see their faces in the tree. So those are cool too. But the snow baby is my favorite of like all time. All right, describe your ideal Christmas.
My ideal Christmas, I like waking up early on Christmas.
Like super early, like 6 a.m.?
I wake up at 6 a.m.
Wild.
If it was ideal, like I get to pick how we do Christmas, we would wake up at 6 a.m. and we would have like just coffee and then do gifts. I like doing it Christmas morning. I don't like doing it Christmas Eve, like right at the start of the day, open gifts and then just the chaos of like whatever we want to do the rest of the day. Everybody kind of do your own thing after that. But I just like the feeling of waking up and doing it right at the start of the day.
Yeah. No, and I'm early. 100% with you. I don't normally like waking up early at any point in time, but like Christmas Eve, when I was a kid, I could never sleep. Every year, like I slept really good, and then Christmas Eve came, and I hardly slept like an hour, and then be like, Morgan, get out of bed. Like, we got to go. Santa came. And like, you do the stockings, you do the Christmas gifts first thing. My dad would always put out like a cheese ball, and that would be our meal until like we were done opening presents because nobody wanted to stop to make food. And so we just go hard all morning, and that was always my favorite. And then, like you said, we'd have the rest of the day to do absolutely whatever we wanted. And most of the time it involved eating, snacking, drinking, games, and repeat, and like the whole rest of the day, just over and over again, and us all kind of hanging out together. Sometimes it involves a walk, but not very often. So,
oh yeah, I don't want to walk on Christmas.
Yeah, like, well, sometimes we're like, dang, if we're gonna like go for round two of all this food, like we need to go outside for a little bit.
Yeah, so, sometimes like going outside, like throwing the football around is fun. I feel like that's more Thanksgiving though.
Yeah,
like, get a walk, go around.
Here's my thing though, like my ideal Christmas involves all of that, but really it involves snow. I love white Christmases. Like when it snows, I'm like, this is what a Christmas is supposed to be.
Can't think I've ever had a white Christmas.
I think it's only happened like once or twice in my time of Wichita. Snow always comes in January. I'm like, what are we doing, guys? Like, it's supposed to be a Christmas.
Yeah, here it's January. We never got it in Texas. Mexico,
yeah, I was going to say, you guys are too far south.
I don't think so. No snow.
Yeah. Yeah, white Christmas. Man, and once you've had one, it's hard. Any other one not having them, you're like, dang. Like, you almost wake up, be like, is it snow outside? And when it isn't, really sad. Okay, I got a Christmas this or that we're going to do.
Okay.
We'll be right back. We're going to take a quick break.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. New year, new name, new energy, but...
Same old us.
And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics. in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. But that's not all. We will also have special guests to add their thoughts on the topics, as well as break down different political issues with local activists in their community. If you like to be informed and to expand your thoughts, listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and I'm back for another season of my podcast, Climbing in Heels. You might know me from The Rachel Zoe Project or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as fully obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. My podcast, Climbing in Heels, is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season, we're taking things up a notch. I'll be talking to some incredible women across so many industries, from models and beauty industry stars to doctors, entrepreneurs, and TV personalities. Climbing in Heels is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Every week, listeners will be able to ask me any questions. I'm answering it all. My life is absolutely crazy with so much going on, and I'm so beyond excited to bring you along for the ride. Whether we're talking red carpet looks, current trends, or products I'm obsessed with, I'm here to be your fashion fairy godmother. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots as I sit down with inspiring women like Misty Copeland, Brooke Shields, Vanessa Hudgens, and so many more. We dive into how these women made their pivot and their mindset shifts that happened as a result. It's a podcast about women, their stories, and how their pivot became their success. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, you always do the games for us on the show. So this is my little Christmas gift game, this or that for you.
Love it.
It was a really long title. I need to work on that. Okay, Christmas pajamas or Christmas hats?
I guess I'll go pajamas just because I can never find one of those Christmas hats that fits my big head. So Christmas pajamas.
Wait, you haven't found like a Santa hat?
Mm-mm.
Really?
I have such an like unassumingly large head. It's not this way. It's this way. Like, I just had to buy, like, a specialty hat online.
Like a Christmas hat?
Just, like, any hat. It's, like, a size 8.
Really?
Yeah. So, no hats that are one size fits all, none fit me. I'm the reason they had to do one size fits most.
that was why? Okay. I think I'm going Santa hat. I like Christmas pajamas, but I only wear them for, like, a picture and then I take them off.
See, like a Santa hat would be like oversized on you. On me, it would be like, yeah. I could barely fit it.
I did have one that went missing that I loved. It was like, Victoria's Secret Angel Fashion Show, right? Mm-hmm. They put out like a pink, like bedazzled Santa hat. And I had it. And I loved it. I wore it like all of December when I had it. And then I lost it. I have no idea where it is. It's my favorite Christmas hat.
Lunchbox probably stole it.
Probably did. Probably did. Okay. Christmas Eve or Christmas Day?
I'm going to go Christmas Day. I like the actual, I don't know, there's something about Christmas Day that just feels special. And it's like the entire world shuts down and it just feels like everybody's kind of all doing the same thing at once. So I just like Christmas Day better.
I'm with you. The only thing I like about Christmas Eve is the anticipation of Christmas Day. Like how excited you get. You're like, it's happening tomorrow. Like I think that's the one time of year I ever feel that way.
Yeah, the anticipation of it is pretty fun.
Yeah, because then when it comes, you're like, dang, it's already over. That's I get really just, sad when that happens.
Because I do love that anticipation, and that's why I feel like I love waiting, and I don't like any Christmas presents early whatsoever. I'm like, no, Christmas Day, it has to be Christmas Day. I don't want to know until Christmas Day.
See, I do love that, though. I'm with you on that. I think they should all be done on that day. Because, yeah, Christmas Eve kind of ruins it.
And it's gone. I think because I love Christmas, the actual day, so much, I don't want it to be gone. So I want to, like, push it away as far as it can go, and then 6 a.m., all right, let's go.
Okay. Yeah, you're right. You got it. Okay, hot chocolate or eggnog?
Ooh, can I go neither?
You don't like either?
I don't really like hot chocolate. But if I had to go one, and I'll say if I had to drink a gallon of one, I'd probably go hot chocolate.
Dang, but you don't like hot chocolate.
I don't think I've ever had just like good hot chocolate.
I need to make you some of my homemade hot chocolate. Then you would like it. It's really good.
Never been into it.
But do you like chocolate in general?
Yeah, I like dark chocolate.
Yeah, you can still do dark chocolate with it too.
Okay, I never had that.
Well, like if you make it at home, so the way I make it at home, I had posted this recipe on Instagram a while ago, but you do your choice of milk, you do chocolate chips, cocoa, sugar, and vanilla. So your chocolate chips that you choose could be dark chocolate.
Maybe that sounds better.
Right? Like yeah. A homemade, and then I make like a homemade whipped cream with it. So it's just, I mean, it's full of sugar. It's really bad for you, but it's really good. So maybe you'd like that, but I'm with you. Hot chocolate. I don't mind eggnog. I've tried it recently for the first time.
I think I've only ever had it once, and it wasn't very good.
It just tastes very eggy. Like you're literally drinking an egg.
Yeah,
like
I don't really get it.
Yeah, I did have an alcoholic eggnog, though, and that one was pretty good. I think mostly because they had like rum chata in it.
Yeah, I remember the drunkest I've ever seen my grandpa back in the day was when he just drank a whole bottle of alcoholic eggnog by himself. I don't even think he wanted to drink it. He was just hungry.
So he drank
it. So he drank it, yeah. We're like, what happened to that bottle? Drink it all.
That's funny. I didn't know it was that intense of an alcohol to get drunk off.
This is a very thick drink.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's why I was like, is it very high in alcohol content? Okay, Christmas music, Christmas music or Christmas movies?
Ooh, this one's, there's something, like I'm only listening to Christmas music in my car right now.
Really?
Like Christmas time, I just turn it on, just Christmas music, random Christmas music. I love that. I love movies, though.
I know. I knew this one would be a hard one for you. Well, I actually thought you'd just choose movies right off the bat, so I'm kind of shocked.
This is tough because I feel like that feels like the kickoff for me. Like, I have layers of how I approach Christmas. Christmas music is like the first tier of it.
Okay.
Like, I'll start listening to Christmas music before I start watching Christmas movies. I'm deep into the Christmas movies now. Oh, but the music also make the movies because they're... That's tough.
Yeah. I got him.
I think I just have to go movies because I love just watching them on leading up to it, and I could do without listening to it in the car, so I have to go movies.
Okay. I mean, you went back and forth there for a minute, though. I mean, I'm impressed.
It's just music is such a big part, because even if I didn't watch movies, other parts of Christmas would still be fun with the music, like going to like a Christmas concert or like seeing people sing. Like,
yeah,
there's a lot more that happens with the music part of it.
No, I mean, that's why I'm choosing Christmas music.
And also, like, on their own, like, I wouldn't watch a Christmas movie in July. So, yeah. Like, I could get rid of Christmas movies and be fine and watch a normal movie. Oh, dang, I could be going back to music.
I'll stick with movies. Okay. Well, I'll go music for both of us, because I'm with you. Like, music makes the whole season. You could just throw it on and you're automatically in, like, a jolly mood and ready for the holiday to happen. So, but I'm with you. I love movies, and there's specific ones that I will watch. So let me give you my tier in the version that typically happens. I start with the Santa Claus movies, and then I go into How the Grinch Stole Christmas, and then Elf, and then everything else kind of follows. But I always have to watch those three to fully feel like I kicked off Christmas. How do you feel with my movie choices?
Those are solid ones.
Okay. You're giving me eyes, and I was like, I don't think he likes those. Okay, do you have like a one that kicks off your season?
I just did a whole episode of like my wife and I's like go-to Christmas movies, because we have a whole list that we have to work through every single year now. And she's also the one who kind of like turned me on to some Christmas movies that I hadn't really seen before.
Okay.
So like we have this entire guide of like, okay, we start with this one, go with this one. And then I have like Christmas movies that I feel like I can't watch until it's like a few days before. Like How the Grinch Stole Christmas. That's like a unwrapping gifts type movie.
Yeah, but it's so good. How can you only watch it once? I have to wait for it,
because it feels so Christmassy to me. It just, the way it looks, it's so warm and just has like the theme of Christmas. That, like, I feel like that has the best message out of any Christmas movie. So I need to watch that either on Christmas Eve or Christmas Day.
Dang, but you only watch it once the whole season?
Yeah, I save it.
Oh, I watch it on like repeat. It's like, if it's on TV, I'm like, put it on. Dang.
So that one and like A Christmas Story, those are like Christmas Eve, Christmas Day.
Okay.
And then I always work in my R-rated Christmas movies.
Which are like, those are early on. Santa.
Yeah, those are like the week out of Christmas of like, I need something fun.
Yeah. Okay. Solid. And then to kick it all off, do you have one?
Elf. Elf kicks it all off.
Okay. But so once you've watched them, though, you don't ever watch them again?
No, because it has a big list. There's like 10 movies on it.
I will add one more to my list. I'll add The Holiday. That's another one. That'll probably be number four because I can. I will. That's another one I'll watch on repeat. Honestly, I'll probably watch all four of those on repeat before watching any others. Okay. Well, go check out. Is that a recent episode?
Yeah. You can go check that out.
Okay. Movie Mike's Movie Podcast. Go check that out. Ice skating or sledding?
I think I ice skated once and I was terrible at it. So I'll go sledding.
Just once?
Yeah. Once in like third or fourth grade, we took a field trip to like a hockey rink.
You haven't tried it as like an adult?
Nope. I'm good.
You're like, no, thank you.
I was so terrible at it. I'm better at like things on wheels than I am with blades on your feet.
Yeah, and blades are scary, man. I think about often if I ever slip and fall, I'm like, I can just cut my arm off.
Yeah, I'm good with that.
Okay, yeah, I think I would go sledding too. I love ice skating. Like ice skating for a first date is pretty clutch. I have done that before. And I was like, dang, this is pretty romantic.
Yeah, I'd embarrass myself on that one.
Yeah, but that's what's fun about it. It's like it kind of gets all the awkward nerves out.
I don't like the feeling of being like attached to something.
Yeah.
Because that's why also I've never skied. I've never snowboarded because you're just attached to the thing.
Yeah, but it's so fun, Mike. This is fun. Life, a little adventure. Okay, making sugar cookies or making gingerbread house?
Oh, making a gingerbread house is hard.
It's okay. They never, when you get those little packages, the icing they put in it never works.
Yeah, we did that last year. It was tough, but I guess I didn't know that most people eat them.
Yeah, I didn't
either. You're supposed to eat it?
I thought you just made it and then you threw it away like 20 days later.
Yeah, I was watching like Shark Tank the other day and somebody came up with like a different way to make them that's a lot easier. It's just like a tin where you like essentially make like a, it's almost like a big cookie thing.
Oh, interesting.
But it's in the shape of a cake and it's a lot easier to make than making the house. And they're like, yeah, because you eat it after. I was like, you're supposed to eat it after? I was like, after you've been touching it and like messing with it?
It is technically edible. I just don't feel like that like a hard icing would be good. I've never eaten a gingerbread house.
Looks good. Are you supposed to eat it or did she make it up to get a pitch on Shark Tank?
Probably. That is probably how. Because let me tell you, I also don't know that I like gingerbread cookies in general.
I do like gingerbread.
You do?
Yeah.
Okay. I was going to say, I don't know if that's a me thing or if it's a common thing, but yeah, I've never been a fan of gingerbread cookies.
But I do feel like it's an experience to make a gingerbread house. So I'm actually going to go gingerbread house.
You are.
Like, even though like the process is dumb, it's a fun tradition.
That is fair. Our tradition, so every year, typically like the day before Christmas Eve or on Christmas Eve, we would make homemade like Christmas cookies and they were sugar cookies and they were so good. And we would eat them while we were making them. But we'd have so many. My sister and I would have so many to ice. And we'd have like five different icing colors. And we'd have all these different sprinkles out to make them all pretty. And it took us hours, Mike. I mean, we would be in there for like 6 hours. And like for a lot of years after, we're like, why do we keep doing this?
Yeah. For that our version of that is tamales.
Okay. So that,
because takes like 5-6 hours.
Do you guys eat that on Christmas Day or Christmas Eve?
We'll make them on Christmas Eve and then have them. You can have them that night. And then the next day you reheat them.
Okay.
So on Christmas Day, you just have them ready.
Okay, that makes sense. Well, then that helps Christmas Day. Then it's like already ready. So you don't have to worry about
cooking. As we're doing gifts, like right after we're done, go to tamales.
Okay. See, like that, we have our own version, the us that you were referring to earlier. Christmas cookies. So I'm going sugar cookies for that reason. But yeah, we don't make them much anymore. A lot of work. A lot of the Christmas things in general are a lot of work.
Yeah, that's why we only do it once a year.
Exactly. Okay, we're going to take a quick break. I got some more random holiday questions for you.
Oh, hi. I'm Rachel Zoe, and I'm back for another season of my podcast, Climbing in Heels. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as fully obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. My podcast, Climbing in Heels, is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season, we're taking things up a notch. I'll be talking to some incredible women across so many industries, from models and beauty industry stars to doctors, entrepreneurs, and TV personalities. Climbing in Heels is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Every week, listeners will be able to ask me any questions. I'm answering it all. My life is absolutely crazy with so much going on, and I'm so beyond excited to bring you along for the ride. Whether we're talking red carpet looks, current trends, or products I'm obsessed with, I'm here to be your fashion fairy godmother. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. New year, new name, new energy, but...
same old.
Oh, yeah.
And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. But that's not all. We will also have special guests to add their thoughts on the topics, as well as break down different political issues with local activists in their community. If you like to be informed and to expand your thoughts, listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots as I sit down with inspiring women like Misty Copeland, Brooke Shields, Vanessa Hudgens, and so many more. We dive into how these women made their pivot and their mindset shifts that happened as a result. It's a podcast about women, their stories, and how their pivot became their success. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
These are just random Christmas questions, Mike. Are you sensing a theme here?
Yes, random and Christmas. I got it.
We're doing a whole thing here. We're totally focused because we have to get in the holiday spirit. We are moments away from Santa coming.
Almost there. I'm like 60% fully in the holiday spirit.
I'm going to need you to get like 80%.
Okay, here. I can get there after these random questions.
Yes. Have you ever lied and told someone their present was in the mail, but it hasn't arrived yet?
No, I'm pretty good at ordering like way in advance.
Dang, never?
No.
Oh, I've done that a lot of times.
Really?
A lot of times.
No, like I'm kind of along the same lines of like Christmas music and Christmas movies. I don't really switch over into like the shopping spirit until like right after Thanksgiving. I think it's Black Friday that kind of kicks that off for me. But then I try to get it all done that same weekend.
Dang, I'm actually like impressed right now. Like not once in your life have you done this.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, that's crazy. I've done that a lot.
No, like I'll do it all that Thursday, Friday, and like Cyber Monday is where I like try to have the bulk, like I would say 80% of my Christmas gifts like done and ordered. And then I do like to actually like go into the store to like find things because I feel like that's kind of like Christmas to me, of like actually going to the mall, going to like small shops and like finding things there. Maybe things that people didn't necessarily say like they wanted, or like just things that I see that make me think of people. So I do like the actual going to the store to buy things. I'll save that for like that week after. Very most like 2 weeks outside of Christmas is when I'm finishing up shopping.
Dang, you, I'm proud. Like that is awesome. Can you like give me some of that Christmas elf energy?
I don't know what I think it's also because I see it as like how I see like a work task of like, okay, I have to do this. I have a list. I have to check people off this list. I order things. And it's, for me, it's not that hard. Like here's my list. I can get it done and get everything shipped, just because I know I don't want to be stressing on the other end of like, oh man, is this, I'm gonna have to pay extra for shipping. I'm gonna have to go pick it up in person somewhere.
I have like gift anxiety. I think that's more of my problem. It's because I get ideas and then I'll start searching for it and find it. I'm like, no, they're not gonna like that. Like I go back and forth a lot. So instead of just like pulling the trigger on what I thought originally, which I almost always come back to anyway, I'm like, I get nervous. I'm like, no, they won't like it.
When do you start thinking about it? Because I think that also helps me too.
I do it that weekend. Like I did a lot of shopping over Black Friday and Cyber Monday. And I did do a decent amount for Christmas. I think more often it's birthdays. But I did start recently. I put every single one of my friends' birthday in my calendar for every year. I'm like, I can't keep doing this because it always surprises me when it comes up, even though I have a way of knowing.
Yeah.
But birthdays get me. Christmas I'm better about. I think I'm done with Christmas. I think I've already finished all my shopping at this point. But birthdays, those get me.
I guess it helps that a lot of the people I buy gifts for have birthdays around Christmas, like closer to like later part of the year, like in the fall. So sometimes there's something that I didn't get them for their birthday that I'm like, I'll save that for Christmas.
That does help for
sure.
And
then I'm just like, okay, I'll save that. And then I already have kind of an idea of what I'm getting into about the time November rolls around.
Yeah.
It's hard with my wife, though, because her birthday is in January. So it's having to make that distinction of like, I'm keeping these two things separate and not penalizing you for having a January birthday.
You have to have Christmas and January separate. Yeah. No, that makes sense, though. She probably appreciates that from you.
Yeah, that's tough.
Okay. What Christmas-themed food do you think is the grossest?
Oh, the grossest.
Yeah.
I remember like going to like school Christmas parties like at school, and they would always have the fruitcake.
Oh,
nobody would ever eat it.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is.
Yeah, like where did that even come from? And why is it always a decoration of Christmas, but it's never eaten?
Yeah, it's one of those just, it's a tradition. You have this fruitcake, and it would always be there. No one would eat it.
Was your fruitcake the one with Jell-O in it, or was it the one that actually was like kind of like angel food with fruitcake?
Kind of like that. It just had like actual pieces of fruit in it that were like super hard and you didn't know what it was. Is this a peach? Is this a strawberry? No idea.
Yeah, I've seen both.
Yeah.
But I think more of the Jell-O ones in movies, maybe.
And the fruitcake is always right next to the eggnog.
Yeah, you know what? Ironically, mine's kind of similar to yours. It's the cranberry. That comes out of the can, and it looks sliced. I remember, I admit something to you, Mike. For probably the first 20 years of my life, I always thought that was meat. Always.
That it was
and
like,
I never asked
like
anybody.
Dog food?
Like, yeah, like it was sliced ham or something that somebody was having because I don't eat meat, and I haven't since I was 8. So I was like, this is a new one that they're eating. I didn't think twice about it. And people put it on their thing, and I was like, that looks freaking disgusting. How are you eating that? And then I think I was like 23 when somebody was like, yeah, but don't forget the can of cranberry. And I watched him put it on the plate. I'm like, that's what that was the entire time.
I thought it was meat.
I was in like shock. Okay. But yeah, that one grossed me out. Especially with like, if it just it sits from like out of a can, which is like this giant circular
and
thing.
You can still see like the ridges on it.
Yes. Or if they slice it and then it really looks like messed up meat. So that's gross to me.
Yeah, I'll co-sign that one.
Okay. Thank you for letting me be vulnerable. If you had to live in a holiday movie, which one would you choose?
Ooh. Oh, it would probably be How the Grinch Stole Christmas, live in Whoville.
Right? But like the only thing I don't like about Whoville is my nose would be all funky.
Yeah, I'd probably be living where the Grinch is living, to be honest.
With Max?
Yeah.
That's a good one. Whoville's a good one. Okay. I really love Elf, but like it doesn't take place in Elf. So I think I'm going to go, you know what I mean? Like it takes place in New York.
It starts in the North Pole. That would be fun to live in with the narwhal.
Well, see, that's why I'm going to do Santa Claus, because the Santa Claus is almost all in the North Pole for all three movies, besides the first one where he like becomes it. But the rest of them, yeah, you could live with Santa.
That's a good one.
I think so. But Whoville's good. You know, I'm going to get vulnerable again with you. I used to pretend I was Cindy Lou, and I would sing all her songs. Like, when I used to really want to be a singer, I would line up all my stuffed animals, and I would sing Where Are You Christmas to them. And I would even put my hair up in the little thing.
I don't mean this offensive, but I could see that. For it makes sense.
Yeah, that was one. I put on a lot of shows for my stuffed animals, but one that happened every holiday season was Where Are You Christmas?
The Christmas concert.
Yeah, but it's particularly that song. It was on like repeat. So that song. Okay.
Did you demonstrate it to everybody listening now?
No.
I think they want to hear it.
No. Where are you Christmas?
There you go. The stuffed animals are applauding.
Okay. If you could spend the holidays in a foreign country, where would you go?
Oh, I've still been dying to go to Japan, but I don't feel like that's a Christmassy environment.
Yeah, no.
Ooh, where do they celebrate? You know, I think I would go Australia. Because it's summer there during this time, and I feel like there's a juxtaposition of celebrating a wintry holiday in a warm climate. So
that
I feel like
true.
It'd be a totally different look on it.
Yeah, that is a good one. I do wonder what, like, is there Christmas at the same time as ours?
Yeah.
So it just is a summer Christmas, basically.
Yeah, they're hanging out in shorts and t-shirts.
That's crazy to think about. Like, they've only known Christmas in the warm weather.
Yeah, and they still have to listen to Christmas music. It's all, like, ice and
that hurts
snow
my brain.
And, like, North Pole stuff.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, that's a good one. I think I would do Belgium, I think that's where the Christmas market is. I don't know if you've ever seen videos of, like, the giant Christmas market in Europe.
Just know their waffles.
Yeah, so there's like, and I could be wrong, but I think Belgium is pretty Christmassy too. But there is a giant Christmas market that happens in Europe. I'm on Google. Are you Googling
yeah,
it?
Yeah, Christmas market in Belgium.
It's like there's this really...
The Brussels Christmas market?
It could be that one too. Brussels, Belgium.
The most popular Christmas market in Belgium. 3.5 million visitors a year. That's a lot of people.
I was going to say, there is one, and I would love to go and experience that. And somebody's going to probably tell me and that I should have known it. But yeah, it's a Christmas market in Europe, and I would go there, and I would probably never leave because it looks like it's straight out of a movie.
I'm not going to lie. This kind of looks like how they decorate in Mexico for Christmas. Like, they go all out there.
Really?
I think that's why I enjoyed it.
Okay, so wait. Oh, wait.
Like, there, all the light, like,
The oldest one is Strasbourg in France. So there's also that. There's France. A few. I would just go to all of them. Just take me to Europe.
Take me to
every Christmas market. But dang, that's what Mexico looked like?
Yeah.
Impressive.
Like, the downtown of Belgium looks like downtown to where I would go.
See, I love when things are decorated like that. Like, all you were talking about, like, going to the mall to buy things. I love going to the mall because of all the decorations. Mm-hmm. It makes me feel very holiday. So, like, being able to walk around in a town where it's all that and you just look like you're in the North Pole, that's what I want. We don't really have that in Wichita. We have really cool lights in a lot of places, but there isn't, like, a massive Christmas market, you know?
I was just in Wichita last week. Didn't feel like Christmas there yet.
Dang it. Don't tell me that. I'm going to go home, Mike. Okay. This is our last question we'll end on. If you had a snow day, what would you spend it doing?
Ooh, I love snow days as a kid. That meant school was canceled, go out, play in the snow. In Texas, it really wasn't snow. It was like ice. And I always wanted to build like a snowman. I could never really do it because it was all ice. So yeah. I would, in a real snow day, I'd build a snowman. Like legit, the top hat, the carrot nose, the arms.
Yeah, let me tell you, it's a lot more work than you think it would be.
I know. It sounds like
it's a
fun,
lot of
though.
Work. You spend a lot of hours out there.
Hours? Yeah. To build a snowman?
At least that's what happened when I was a kid. Like, I mean, it took us hours.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought they'd be like 15 minutes tops.
That's what you think. But like actually compacting snow and making one bigger than the other one, and then they all sit, and then you have to make sure you go find all the things to put in the snowman. Yeah, it's a lot more work than you'd think.
I'm down to try it, though.
I think you should.
Maybe a little snowman.
You're going to have to go have a white Christmas somewhere. That's not going to happen in Texas.
Yeah, not finding it there.
Yeah, no. I think I was sledding. I would love to. Listen, we have, so Sedgwick County Park in Wichita, there's this, it's the only like hill within probably 150 miles.
It is so flat there. That's flat. What I noticed when we were just there. I was like, I could see everything.
Yeah, it's a wild thing also coming back to Tennessee and you're like, dang, you're just driving and you're driving in hills.
Yeah, and you don't see, yeah.
No, Kansas, it's just flat. It's a wild, you're talking about what did you say? What was your big word you used?
Juxtaposition?
Yeah, that's that. Yeah. Kansas to Tennessee. But our one big hill, at least that was like close to where I lived, was in Sedgwick County Park. I think it was a man-made hill. I'm pretty sure it was like dirt just piled on top of it.
So Wichita and Kansas is so flat that they have to man-make hills.
I think so. I could be wrong. It could be a original. There is the Flint Hills in Kansas, which are beautiful. And those are like very hilly. Much like driving, like if you're driving in Tennessee, it's very much like that. But that's far away from me. It's like 2 hours away. And it's out in the middle of nowhere. Like nobody really fully lives out in the Flint Hills. But we have the hill in Sedgwick County. I don't know if it's real. I don't know if it's fake. But it was always there for snow days. And so anytime there was a snow day, everybody in Wichita would be at this hill. And it was so much fun. And you go sledding with your little makeshift sled. And it'd be like a little party on the hill. And we would, I mean, that snow was gone by the end of the day. Like, it was just everybody made it disappear because so many people were sledding on it. So I would go back to Sedgwick County Hill for that one experience. Because it's so much more fun, too. Like, I've sled here in Nashville. But, like, nobody's all together. I think that's what also made it so cool is, like, everybody was there.
It's like a movie.
Yeah. Like, literally, if it was a snow day, everybody from Mays High School was out at that snow hill. And it'd be like, you're at school, but instead it's a snow day. And it was so awesome. Whereas here, it'd be like, there's five of us. I'm like, dang, this is pretty boring. Okay. Well, we're going to head over to listener Q&A, unless you have any other random Christmas things you would like to share, Mike.
I want to say that I'm at, like, 100% Christmas now. Spirit is up.
We got there. I'm so proud of us.
The sled is off. We're going.
Yeah, now if only we could get you some snow.
Yeah.
Then I think you'd be like 150, even though I know Bobby hates that. But like, I think you'd be at 150 because snow. Snow makes everything better, I think. I don't know. You're smiling like
I don't know. Like on Christmas, it's fun because you don't have anything to do.
Yeah.
If there's snow like just out and like hinders me from like driving my car,
yeah,
I don't
but
know
like if it's gonna be cold, it should snow. If you're gonna make me suffer through cold weather, it might as well be pretty.
No, I don't want added snow onto that.
Yeah, if you're gonna make me be freezing, it's like 10 degrees outside. It might as well be snowing.
I don't see it that way.
Okay, that is what you call Texas grown and Kansas grown. All right, come meet us at Listener Q&A.
That's the best bits of the week with Morgan. Thanks for listening. Be sure to check out the other two parts this weekend. Go follow the show on all social platforms.
At Bobby Bones Show. And follow at Webgirl Morgan.
To submit your listener questions for next week's episode.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast Climbing in Heels is back and better than ever. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross.
Tiffany Cross.
Join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. We gather a seasoned elder, myself as the middle generation, and a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations. Prepare to engage or hear perspectives that literally no one else has had. Listen to a Cross Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.